broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
And a very good morning, 6:06. Great to have you listening in. -4 now in Tioga and Ray. Also, Wild Rose coming in at -4. McGregor at 4 below. And we've got 0 in Berthold, -2 in Columbus and Alamo, and also Noonan and Granora, along with Powers Lake this morning. Watford City is coming in at 0, Minot at 1. We have -2 in White Earth and Ross and Epping. Wild Rose is coming in at -4. Bismarck reporting 3. Williston coming in at 0. And 2 below in Stanley and Crosby. And this morning in Fargo, look at you guys, 10 above 0. Must feel pretty good about right now, Spencer. Great to have you on the other side of the microphone, sir.
Yeah, can't complain, but it's a little breezy. So it brings the temperature feeling down a little bit, the wind chill, but not too bad. We can't complain. It's just going to be brutal this weekend, so if we all can survive, get to Monday.
I think we will, yeah. I think on the 2nd, the groundhog saw his shadow, got scared, so could be a pretty good indicator that we could have a few more weeks of some winter stuff, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. We do know that the National Weather Service out of Bismarck has issued a wind chill advisory. That's in effect until 9 o'clock this morning for us folks out here in western North Dakota. Of course, if you're in Montana, that's 8 a.m. This morning. And very cold wind chills, as low as 30 below zero is what they're saying. Portions of north-central, northwest North Dakota. This includes the cities of Minot, Williston, Tioga, Crosby, Watford City, and, of course, the tribal lands of the MHA Nation. And that goes on till 9 o'clock this morning. Cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin. Dangerous wind chills as low as 50 below zero, possible during the overnight, they were saying, on the evening hours of Friday night through Monday morning as well. You'll want to use caution while traveling outdoors and, of course, wear appropriate clothing, a hat, gloves, whatever it takes to get you toasty, maybe a little layer up on the clothing there. Targeted areas include Williams, Ward, Montreal, McKenzie, Divide, Burke, and also Renville County, which includes the cities of Sherwood and Mohall. So got that going on this Thursday, February 4th, which is the 35th day of the year. 330 days remain in 2021. Coming up in the 735 segment this morning, Jamie Kelly, managing editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. He'll be back again this week sharing some headlines and some information about those two great publications out of Williston. Coming up tomorrow morning at 720, Taryn Bergstrom, NCC's HR manager, public relations director, and a member of the Ray Chamber of Commerce, will be on the program tomorrow to share some events and activities coming up in the area. Meanwhile, Spence, why don't we get into this morning's national anthem, our Star Spangled Banner, here on KTGO, The Flag. Yes, indeed. Battleview reporting minus 3 this morning. Zoll is coming in at minus 2 this morning. We'll take a look at some of the news headlines we're following this morning, brought to you by our good friends at TNT Tire and Auto in Ray, your complete auto and tire repair center. They offer 24/7 wrecker, semi-truck, fleet services. They really do it all. They do brakes, oil changes, suspension work, transmissions, alignments, computer diagnostics. They even do engine replacement. They carry all the national brand tires, including Goodyear. TNT Tire and Auto is located just east of Ray at 423 Golf Course Road. It's right next to the Big Red Barbecue Bus. And by the way, they have a really nice selection of sheds. And you can get your custom sheds with them and so many other great deals with TNT Tire and Auto out of Ray. Meanwhile, today, of course, is Thursday, February 4th. And yesterday, several adult victims of child sexual abuse appealed to lawmakers in emotional testimony to back legislation that would give survivors more time to sue their alleged perpetrators for crimes that could date back decades. The bipartisan legislation, HB 1382, would provide a two-year window to suspend the statute of limitations to file claims against alleged abusers or institutions that protected them. The bill's sponsor, West Fargo Republican Representative Austin Schauer, said that he appeals to folks to bring justice to victims of child abuse in the state of North Dakota. The committee took no immediate action. Schauer said passing the legislation would send a message to child abusers that your time of hiding is ended. Under the legislation, abuse victims could file claims for 2 years after the bill's enactment, date of August 1st, regardless of how long ago the incident is alleged to have happened. President of the Survivors Network of those abused by the priests, Timothy Lennon, told a panel that child victims often don't recover the traumatic memories of abuse until they're well into adulthood. Memories can be buried for decades. An attorney representing the American Tort Reform Association, Kerry Silverman, opposed the bill, saying statutes of limitations serve a critical function. He said his group, which represents businesses, municipalities, and associations, is concerned that the bill eliminates the statute of limitations to no time at all. Witnesses' memories may no longer be fresh. Records may be lost. The alleged abuser may be dead. And the institution or business tied to the perpetrator could have changed hands. New round of hospitality grants are coming out of the state to help struggling businesses. Sean Castle from the Department of Commerce said to continue to serve customers and to continue to employ North Dakotans, we hope that the injection of the capital will allow them to survive one of the worst economic environments that the pandemic has created. The CARES Act funding was given an extension, and the state is using the grant to help theaters and bowling alleys, along with other businesses that benefit the community. Eligible businesses can apply between February 4th and 25th. Cleanup is underway after 21,000 gallons of crude oil spilled at a well site east of Williston. State energy officials said yesterday that the State Oil and Gas Division said the release of the Equinor Energy LP well was due to a valve failure. Officials said the oil was contained on site and all but about 400 gallons had been recovered as of yesterday afternoon. State inspector had been sent to the location and is monitoring additional cleanup. 6:15, we'll take a timeout, get into Lou's Tales. We'll be back with more news stories we're following this morning. Great to have you listening in on this February 4th.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
Coming up after 9 here on AM 1090 KTGO. It's the What's on Your Mind radio show, and this is your preview of What's on Your Mind. Coming up after 9, we're 1 week away from Giving Hearts Day. Scott will talk a lot about the day on the show. We'll be live from Giving Hearts Day at the Dakota Medical Foundation next Thursday during What's on Your Mind. Alan Lund will join us at 9:30. He's going to discuss House Bill 1487, which pertains to the beef checkoff. At 9:50, we'll be joined by Jim the Flagpole Guy. He always has something great to say. Jim will join us at 9:50. Governor Doug Burgum at 10:06. Grover Norquist, President of the Americans for Tax Reform, will answer two questions. How much is the Biden administration spending, and how much are your taxes going up to pay for it? Your calls, your comments, coming up on What's on Your Mind. You're on AM 1090 KTGO at 9.
Thank you very much, Chris. Chris, the producer, of course, of What's on Your Mind with Scott Hannon, heard weekday mornings at 9 o'clock till 11 o'clock. We've got the morning lowdown with Dennis Lindahl coming up between 8 and 9 this morning. And, of course, What's on Your Mind after that, then it's the Rush Limbaugh Show, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, followed by Dan Bongino, and newly added to the radio station, Jim Bohannon Show, between 9 and midnight. So lots of great talk between now and the end of the day. And we encourage you to keep listening. Great conservative entertainment throughout the day. Signature sponsor, Tioga Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate everything they do for this radio station. And we continue on with some stories that we're following here this morning on Talk of the Town. This segment is being brought to you by our good friends at Red Rock Auto of Watford City. That's the place you go for a very comfortable, hassle-free, no-pressure experience. You can do it all on your terms. Red Rock Auto, 1212 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. Two North Dakota lawmakers who say they're personally opposed to marijuana, introduced joint bills yesterday to legalize a drug for recreation and to tax it. Jason Doctor out of Bismarck outlined House Bill 1420 to the House Human Services Committee. The bill would legalize but restrict recreational marijuana. Representative Craig Headland of Montpelier introduced House Bill 1501 to the House Finance and Taxation Committee. Bill would set a tax policy for recreational marijuana. Both representatives say now is the time for lawmakers to make moves on legalization. After three pushes for ballot measures in recent years, North Dakota's top House lawmaker, who says he is personally opposed to legalizing recreational marijuana, supports the bills in principle. He said he's not an advocate, but if you're going to do it, let's do it right. Have the policy set with the taxation policy. And is what House Majority Leader Chet Pollard of Carrington said. North Dakota voters rejected marijuana legalization back in 2018. Two citizen efforts failed to garner enough signatures to make the ballot amid the coronavirus pandemic back in 2020. One of those efforts has been renewed for 2022 to legalize marijuana by planting it in the state constitution. Could be 2 years, 4 years, 6 years. It will get an initiated measure that will get passed to be put on the Constitution. Then we're going to have to deal with the language that was approved by the ballot and approved by the voters. That is what Doctor told the House Human Services Committee. His bill would allow recreational marijuana to be sold only at dispensaries where medical marijuana already is available to qualifying patients. The state's two medical marijuana manufacturers also would grow the plant for recreational use. Meanwhile, as we look into some national information here, 2 weeks into the job, foreign policy problems continue to pile up on Biden's desk. There's a coup in Burma. Russia is throwing its opposition leader in jail, and Iran is eerily silent, waiting to see what the Biden administration will bring to the table. Biden heads to the State Department to thank employees and give a broad view of his foreign policy agenda, while China, Russia, and Burma and others continue to make noise and potential problems for the U.S. Biden's nominee for Labor Secretary, Boston Mayor Monty Walsh, is set to be grilled by the Senate. Walsh will be the first union member in almost 50 years to hold the position. and is expected to roll back Trump-era policies, bringing significant changes in policymaking, including raising the minimum wage, fair labor regulations, defining employees versus contractors, class action protections for businesses, paid leave, and even workplace safety. A lot of policies will be rolled back. Unions could be empowered, and jobs will be affected. Biden's first unemployment report as president should be coming out here. And, of course, that will continue on here. One of President Biden's first executive orders after being sworn in was to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord. America's energy-related CO2 emissions dropped last year by 11% without being a part of the Paris Accord. This comes as new analysis shows some of the world's biggest economies that are part of the agreement are falling way short of their commitment to cut greenhouse gases. So a lot to be said about that Paris Climate Accord and whether it's really worth the sacrifice and job losses when other countries are really barely doing their part. House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney demanded a vote on her position and leadership, and she won overwhelmingly at 145-61. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and GOP leader Kevin McCarthy expected to hold their weekly news conferences today. Probably plenty of questions about Cheney's victory, and also embattled freshman Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, and of course plenty more. McCarthy took no action against Greene for controversial comments that she made before being elected to Congress. Democrats expected to bring a vote to the House floor over her committee assignments. So lots of fireworks going on here. As Vice President Joe Biden called Putin soulless as president, for some reason he's pledged to get tough on Russia, but so far he hasn't backed it up. Critics have blasted the administration for renewing a nuclear arms control agreement with Moscow, saying it allows Putin to modernize his arsenal while building up on the nuclear stockpile. Last week's executive orders restricting new mining and drilling seemed to play right into Putin's hand and his desire for energy domination. Biden administration continues to punt on tough questions concerning retaliation for different situations. We'll keep you posted on that. Meanwhile, we'll get into Fox Business News coming up at the bottom of the hour. It's almost 6:30. Happy Thursday morning to you. KTGO, the flag, broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio in Tioga.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
eBay's holiday quarter was stronger than expected. The online marketplace was helped by people buying luxury watches and high-end sneakers. Holiday sales were up more than 30% from the year before. eBay now offers a service that authenticates luxury watches and sneakers. Unilever, the company that makes Dove soap, Lipton tea, and Breyers ice cream, saw a weaker profit last year. It says business is improving this year. Traders connecting on Reddit were said to be driving up GameStop shares to cause pain for hedge funds who had been betting the stock would fall. However, the Wall Street Journal says hedge fund Cenvest Management made nearly $700 million on GameStop. It bought GameStop shares last year with the hope the company could transform into an online gaming destination. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Some big news. Since Election Day, almost 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphone. You can trust Newsmax TV. Watch it for free anytime and go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Call your operator if they don't carry it. Plus, watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. Thomas Jefferson, according to Ken Burns, could be called the author of our personal freedom, the author of our ability to dream the American dream of advancement. When Jefferson wrote that great second line in the Declaration of Independence, he could have followed the British philosopher John Locke and argued for life, liberty, and property. Instead, he included that wonderfully mysterious phrase, the pursuit of happiness. Was he suggesting we should always be happy or in a good mood? Did he think the acquisition of material wealth brought happiness? Obviously not, for he died bankrupt but happy. Burns believes that what Jefferson meant was that merely living, merely surviving was not enough. That is to say, it is not enough to be assured the God-given rights of life and liberty. We must put them to use. We must explore ourselves. Happiness for Jefferson was not a hedonistic pursuit of pleasure in the marketplace of things, but a lifelong pursuit of the perfection of oneself in the marketplace of ideas. What was important to Jefferson was the journey and not getting there. Where most societies see themselves as an end unto themselves, we Americans are unusually curious and unsatisfied. We have been taught to quest relentlessly for the pursuit of happiness. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Johnny Rivers entered the U.S. Top 40 chart with that song on this date back in 1967. Good morning, 635. Kind of a cold one out there, Spencer, on this Thursday morning, but we'll get through it. Partly sun, a little bit on the cold side, high of about 7 this morning. Reporting pretty cold temps in the area, you know, compared to where we were at yesterday in the mid to upper 20s at this time. It's actually minus 4 now in Tioga. And Ray, also Wild Rose, Ross and White Earth and Epping are coming in at minus 2. McGregor looking at minus 6 this morning. Minot's even at 1. And we're looking at temperatures of 0. Again, in Williston, just a cold one, even in Powers Lake, minus 2. But we'll have some relief in sight here one of these days. Kind of looking at the forecast through Wednesday, looks like minus throughout. We do have a high of about 3 above coming up tomorrow, and looking at 7 as a pretty good high for the next several days here. So looks like we're in for some winter weather. And while snowing, you know, people get the urge to go out and shovel and take care of biz, and hard to fathom, but 3 people are dead in Pennsylvania over a morning dispute all about snow shoveling. Reporting Plains Township police saying that they responded to a call on a particular street in that city, found the bodies of a couple of folks, James and Lisa Goy. They were outside, and according to the press release, James was 50, she was 48. They were man and wife out shoveling snow from their parking spots on the street. And apparently the neighbor came out and said, hey, stop doing that. And an argument ensued. And somewhere along the way, it looks like Spade grabbed a handgun from his house and then went out and shot the couple at close range. Then he allegedly went back inside and then he fetched an AR-style rifle and then shot again at the Goys. So kind of executing them. And while this was all going on, of course, the neighbors around were getting pretty nervous, and they called the police, and they arrived on the scene. Then they heard a single gunshot from the gentleman that shot the folks from his home. and they believe that he killed himself. But I guess the dispute about snow shoveling had been going on for years. They were neighbors that lived across the street from each other. And for some reason, they would remove snow and then throw it across the street at the other person's property. And it, you know, caused a lot of bad feelings, I guess. But the couple that got shot are leaving behind a 15-year-old son that has autism. And the grandparents, I guess, will now have him in their custody. So can get out of hand there a little bit on the snow removal, unfortunately. Take a look at some things that happened on this day in history. It was 1932 that the first Winter Olympics was held in Lake Placid, New York. 1957, the first electric portable typewriter was placed on sale in Syracuse. 1974, Patricia Hearst was kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army from her apartment in Berkeley, California. 1975, a 7.5 earthquake in Guatemala and Honduras killed over 22,000 people. 1977, 11 people were killed when two cars of a Chicago Transit Authority train fell off elevated tracks and collided with another train. 1985, 20 countries, excluding the U.S., signed a U.N. treaty banning torture. On this date back in 1986, President Reagan, in his fifth State of the Union address, proclaimed a great American comeback from years of economic woes. It was on this date back in 1997 that 73 Israeli soldiers were killed in the collision of two helicopters. 1998, an earthquake in Afghanistan killed at least 4,000 people. On this date back in 2002, President Bush proposed a $2.3 trillion budget, including billions for fighting terrorism. And it was on this date back in 1789 that electors chose George Washington as the first president of the United States. So there you go. Lots of things taking place on this date and time. Got our birthday segment coming up at around 6:50, also 7:50. We encourage you to call in, be a part of the celebrations. We do them daily, 6:50 and 7:50. The number to call in, 701-664-5846. That number will come in handy right now, too, Spencer, because we're going to give away a pickup wash or a basic tractor trailer wash right now. You'll have your choice. All you have to do, it's real simple, give us a call. Say, yep, I want the free pickup wash, or, hey, I'd like to have that basic tractor trailer wash. It's that simple. Be caller number one or caller two right now. It's good for the North Dakota Truck Wash located at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley. They do a great job. Locally owned, operated commercial truck wash and vehicle detailing company located right over there by the Pinnacle Travel Plaza Center in Stanley. Got a couple of bays available. No need to wait a long time for your vehicle to get attended to. Got a great team of washers and vehicle detailing experts that work systematically, efficiently, delivering the real good quality results that you would love to have in very little time. They gladly work on cars, SUVs, pickup trucks, cranes, and others. They do it all. Only one name to remember, North Dakota Truck Wash. Get your detailing services done and more. And give us a call right now. Good luck on that. Well, we're exactly 5 months away from the 4th of July. Just saying, Spence. Just saying. Looking forward to some nice warm temps, as you can see. Looks like there's another mega snowstorm on the way to the Northeast this weekend. We wish those folks well. We know that they can get pummeled on out there just as much as anybody else, right? Looks like a Madden NFL simulation has the Chiefs beating the Patriots this Sunday, 37-27. We'll have to see how that comes out. The Dolphin, Nicholas the Dolphin, predicting the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl on Sunday. Clearwater, Florida Dolphin correctly predicted last year's winner, as well as the winner of the NBA championship and the World Series, so Nicholas, the Dolphins says the Chiefs, too. Any thoughts on that, Spence?
Lucky guess. That's what I would say. No, but I think there's something to that. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad, huh? I know yesterday they were highlighting it on the What's on Your Mind show, but country music star Morgan Wallen has been removed from more than 400 U.S. radio playlists after a video emerged of him using some derogatory words. They say he was actually dropped from an episode of Saturday Night Live, which doesn't tell us much, but after a video emerged of him breaking COVID-19 rules by partying with fans because he wasn't wearing a mask or doing any social distancing. So they really, really have been sticking it to that music star. We'll have to see how that works out. And what else here? I know there's got to be something. Oh, yeah, okay. The toilet seat from Hitler's bathroom is at a Bavarian. Actually, it was at a Bavarian retreat, and it's up for grabs in an auction this week. Opening bid, $5,000. They're expecting to get up to $15,000 for that Hitler toilet seat there. I don't think I'd want to go on that one or go anywhere near that one. Let's see what else is taking place here. For some reason, three or four of these disappear from the average home each year. Any idea what that could be? Well, it could be a number of things, right?
Yeah, I'm not too sure off the top of my head.
Now, for some reason, eating utensils like forks disappear. Yeah, they disappear from the average home every year. About three of those disappear.
That's interesting. You would think you would keep track, or when you're done with them, you would put them in the sink and repeat that process. But I guess people will forget and go missing. And I'm sure when you clean the house, do a good deep clean, you'll find quite a few.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you will. Yeah, somewhere along the way, people will probably find them. They maybe use them for something that, they should not use them for. You know, maybe they're, who knows, maybe using it as some kind of tool or something. But anyway, as we get closer to our break here, here's something you might want to take up. If you really are a patient person and you like drilling holes, you got to have huge patience to do this. But there's a guy over in Vietnam who set a new world record for the most holes drilled in an egg. Usually takes a few hours to a few days to complete an egg carving. This guy took 3 years to do his latest creation. 45,863 holes patiently drilled into an ostrich eggshell. And they had to use a computer with high-resolution scans of the egg to actually count that number of holes that were drilled in there. Guy said he picked up the hobby after he read about a Turkish artist who had set a Guinness record for most holes drilled into a chicken egg. He put in about 12,000 into a chicken egg, but this guy notes that while chicken egg shell carving is a very laborious and painstaking process, the ostrich egg can even be more because the shell is harder and thicker, and you have to keep real firm control of the drill to make sure the holes, you know, which are the size of a single hair, will go into that egg, and you can't rush it. You got to be really patient because one little haste can ruin the entire egg. But this guy was able to put in 45,863 holes as he patiently drilled them into an ostrich eggshell. Either the guy is extremely patient or, kind of crazy. One, maybe a little bit of both, right? We'll take a quick little time out. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town. Dakota Ranch Farm Report coming up next year, KTGO. We'll follow that up with birthdays.
Train is coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Coming up next, I'm still walking through the stock show, and we'll check out the outlook for 2021 for the South Dakota Farm Bureau. That's next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer. Once again, walking through the Black Hills Stock Show in Rapid City and meet up again with Jeffrey Gansky, South Dakota Farm Bureau, and we kind of take a look at what 2021 will bring.
Is there optimism here in South Dakota when it comes to, you know, we went through a pretty tough 2020. How did the South Dakota Farm Bureau come through 2020, and what's the vision for 2021?
Well, South Dakota Farm Bureau, we always have our state convention in November, and it was a big question on if we should have a live or virtual convention this year, and we were one of the very few organizations that decided to go live, and we had it right here in Rapid City at this Civic Center to where we had more room, although our members chose not to wear masks, but we have masks there for them and gave them their own choice. And that's one thing that we love about being in South Dakota and with South Dakota Farm Bureau. You have that choice. And so that's one thing South Dakota Farm Bureau is very proud of. We had our convention. Everything came out. We heard of no COVID outbreaks from that at all. And we had some good policy for our lobbyists to come out of that. And so overall, we felt South Dakota Farm Bureau had a nice year.
What do you do for the younger producers that want to get into the agriculture sector of aspect of things here in South Dakota?
Well, we started something very new this year at the stock show here. We partnered up and sponsoring the FFA here at the Egg Venture area. So that's something very new with the FFA. We also have the Young Farmers and Ranchers program within our own organization, and that's a leadership development program, and they get to get a lot of leadership skills from that program, whether it be in legislature, even speaking out for their organization, for their commodities, for the livestock industry. And so we have that for our young producers, and typically that age is 18 to 35, but we encourage anybody at any age to be part of that organization.
Once again, Jeffrey Gadsky, South Dakota Farm Bureau. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer.
That is Boy George with Culture Club. Karma Chameleon, that song hit number one on the U.S. Top 40 chart, stayed there for 3 weeks on this date back in 1984. Back then, everybody was trying to figure out who the heck Boy George was when that song came out, for sure. 6:52, great to have you listening in to Talk of the Town. Jim and Spence this morning, as we continue on this segment, is being brought to you by our good friends at Horizon Resources. Locations in Ray, Wild Rose, Williston, Fairview, and Malta, Montana. Great drinks and snacks, a lot of hardware items, and much, much more. Some of the locations have breakfast, lunch, dinner, great Hunt Brothers pizza. And, of course, all of them have 24-hour pay-at-the-pump pricing. You can fuel up and definitely save with Horizon Resources. Solutions for your success. Celebrating in the birthday arena today in the Tioga area, happy birthday, Larry Mays. Congratulations, made it up to another year. Hope you have a fantastic day, Larry. Meanwhile, some other folks are celebrating right along. And those include boxers Oscar De La Hoya. He turns 48 years old today. Singer-songwriter Natalie Imbruglia turns 46. She did the song Torn back in the day. Country singer Clint Black turns the big 59 today. Alice Cooper, old classic rocker, turned 73 years old today, kind of living a semi-retired life in Arizona, doing a little golfing, and I guess he still has a pet snake or two. And then former Vice President Dan Quayle turns the big 7-4 today. So there you go, some birthdays on this February 4th. Always a great day to celebrate birthdays. Get those birthdays into us. We'll do another celebration around 7:50. And the number to call would be 701-664-5846, or you can email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. Lots of ways to tune into this program. You can catch us live on AM at 1090, FM at 92.7. You can catch us live streaming on our website, am1090theflag.com. Also, a KTGO free mobile app available in your app store. And you never have to miss an episode of this radio program here on KTGO. You can actually go to various platforms and pick up our show archives and so forth. Our opportunity to catch this radio station seems almost endless. And we encourage you to follow right along with us, not just this program, but another bunch of different programs available. You can subscribe to the podcast when you go to am1090theflag.com. You can go to your favorite podcast apps, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. So a number of different ways to pick up this program. We do have a wind chill advisory in effect up until about 9 o'clock this morning. Very cold wind chills. They're saying as low as 30 below zero. Portions of north central, northwest North Dakota, including Tioga, Minot, Williston, Crosby, even Watford City. And targeted counties include Williams, Ward, Montreal, McKenzie, Divide, Burke, even Renville County, which includes the cities of Sherwood and Mohall. Getting close to our Hannity Morning Minute. We'll get into that in a few seconds here. We'll be back with the wrap of this hour. Another full hour coming up here. Great to have you listening in. Talk of the Town, KTGO, the flag.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And conservatism is what? What do we want? We want less government in our lives, limited government. We want the lowest taxes possible. We want to end the burdensome bureaucracy that is a stranglehold on business. We want secure borders. We want energy independence. We want those high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. We want constitutional justices. People want and deserve cities and towns that are safe and secure. We believe in law and we believe in order. We believe that if our public schools are failing our kids at a spectacular level, our kids deserve better. We want safe schools and we want good schools. It's pretty simple.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
If you have not tried CBD products, you're missing out. Now, if you do use CBD, well, you already know it can be a godsend, and you're going to love this sale. Our friends at CB Distillery, people I trust, they're holding a buy one, get one free sale just for Sean Hannity Show listeners. In other words, 50% off. Know that 90% of customers said CBD works. And if you're stressed and feeling worried and you're stressed to the max, 89% of CBD customers say, you know what, their products help calm their minds. If you suffer with sore, achy joints, muscles, you have no idea what relief is until you try CBD. No pharmaceutical, no prescription required. With over 1 million customers and 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee. Now, don't miss their huge buy one, get one free sale. Just go to cbdistillery.com/Sean. That's cbdistillery.com/Sean. cbdistillery.com/Sean. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
6:58. Talk of the Town. Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Always, usually one of the biggest sporting events of the year and obviously watched around the world. Kind of a fun, exciting experience for fans, but it could also be an enormous opportunity, they're saying, for security threats and COVID concerns, of course, this year. Number of fans limited to about 25,000. They say the risks are still high there because folks will be socializing at different residences, getting too close and so forth. But Homeland Security, the FBI, Customs and Border Protection, and the Department of Defense have all gathered in Tampa for Super Bowl week, so they're out in big force, and we'll be patrolling the air, the water, the ground, wherever potential threats could be. Usually a big business boom, Super Bowls, but COVID-19, of course, taking another event down, could be a super bust for 2021. Bars and nightclubs, concerts, parties, usually the norm leading up to NFL's marquee game, but those industries are not taking advantage of the big game in their backyards, and they're hoping that it will show government officials that it is possible to have live events and still keep people safe. So we want to wish the best for all during the Super Bowl. And, hopefully it'll be a good game. Meanwhile, getting close to that 7 o'clock hour, got our Fox News coming up at the top. In the 7 o'clock hour, around 7:35, we'll check in with Jamie Kelly, managing editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. Jamie will be sharing some news headlines and also information about the two great publications, published out of Williston there.